My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth.
Bible says something about a loud voice.
Yes, it does.
So, also says something else about being triumphant.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're not yelling and screaming after an earthly object, whatever we could name, some sports object or person or whatever. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Hosanna to the King.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ and Him crucified. Praise God. My Lord, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. My healer, my deliverer.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. He has done so much for me.
For me.
Amen. Praise God. And we can have that realization tonight and we can express it and show it.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Amen. There's no hypocrisy involved. Praise God. Amen. I've said this before. I am. You can say it with me. I am.
I am.
Amen. What the Bible says I am. Amen. Or who, I guess, would be better English. Amen. I am who the Bible says I am. Amen. When the Bible says walk this way. Amen. David said he restoreth my soul. Amen. He leadeth me in the paths of what?
Righteousness.
Praise God. So glad that you know that scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Psalm 23. Amen. Praise God. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm headed. That's where I am. Amen. There is a way which leadeth unto life. Why should I look for a different way, another way? Praise God. But the only one way which exists, which leads unto life, His name is? Praise God. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, let's give Jesus a good hand once again. Fill this place with praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Clap. Praise God. Your hands unto the Lord. Clap your hands, all your land. Hallelujah. His name is? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not anxious to go. So I said, you know what? Let's get you into the Word of God as quickly as possible. Praise God. Amen. The preaching and the Word. Hallelujah. For those of you who were here last night, we read scripture in the second chapter of John. Open your Bibles. There's one verse I want to read, or maybe two verses. Thank you very much for playing, for singing, for bringing your instrument. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Sounds like a couple of you. You were blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when we were reading last night, the miracle that Jesus took place, we're all familiar with the turning the water into wine. But when we read the scriptures last night, we began to realize that, yes, that's the miracle that Jesus did, but he had help. There were servants that when Jesus said, fill the pots with water, we read that they, those of you who were last night, you know the answer. When Jesus said, fill, this is John 2, verse 7, Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled. Underline that word, and they filled them up to the brim. Verse 8, and Jesus saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. What did they bear? They bear what they were able to take out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing in the pot, nothing to take out. Nothing to take out, nothing to bear. And that's why we're here tonight. Praise God. And we're going to continue to look at this. Amen. How God gives us promise, and we see what precedes the blessing is obedience. Jesus said, fill, and they filled. And he said, bear, and they did bear. And this is why I'm here tonight. Praise God. I know we've come to glorify God. This is what the Bible teaches us. But at the same time, we open up the scriptures and we're going to read what is going to fill us up. Praise God. Who knows what's going to take place tomorrow? But one thing I know of, the faith that is in me, I know I have enough to take care of whatever comes at me tomorrow. Whatever situation, whatever the need may be, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God. So this is why I thank God tonight that when you see the obedience, I mean, I thank God for Jesus, and I'm not taking anything away from what Jesus did in this passage of scripture. When you read the first dozen verses or so in John chapter 2, like I said, he did have help. And I mentioned these water pots, these weren't just 1 liter jugs. These water pots were about 2 dozen gallons each. So when you multiply them by 6, that's a whole lot of water that they had to go get from somewhere. I don't know if they got it from the well, but they filled the pots up to the brim. And the servants, and when they began to, and when Jesus said, now I want you to bear. And last night I was encouraging my brothers and sisters, amen, to be bearers of the truth. What's in your hands? Amen, the Bible. Praise God. What's in your hearts? The word of God that we're receiving right now, the word of God that is being sown into your hearts, into your minds, you'll be able to give freely that we have received it. Freely we are able to go and to give it into this world. Praise God. I talk to people that have never been to church in their life. They need to hear the truth. And then again, I talk to people that they walk out of church once a week, and there's passages, there's scriptures that are being kept from them. This is the strategy of the devil, to keep us in ignorance. But I thank God, amen, that the knowledge which we have, when you open this book, there is a knowledge that begins to increase. Praise God. When you open it, you begin to read it. I mean, this is important. When I tell people and I hand people a Bible, say, as you begin to read it, what's important, praise God, that's a good start. But what's important is to be a doer. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, fill, they had to go about, they had to do something. Are there doers in front of me tonight? Praise God, ready to bear? Praise God. Hallelujah. When Jesus told them to fill, and then when he told them to draw, their obedience created the substance that they were able to bear. This is where you and I come in as far as being obedient, because God has a plan. God has a purpose for you and I, and we have to be at God's disposal. Otherwise, he's going to look for someone else. I lost some amens, but that's expected. Praise God. Then we can look at empty seats tonight and say, where's brother? Where's sister? We pray for them. Give them our prayers. Give them our fasting as well, as people know that we are here. But I thank God today when a space is made available. And as I teach the folks in Montreal, it's kind of different here because we have a church where the doors are open every Sunday. And during the week as well. But I let people know, see, when those doors are open, there's a place that is considered my place, and I need to be at my place. Praise God. I know when you read the second verse, they were encouraged by the mother of Jesus saying, whatever he tells you to do, go ahead and do it. Praise God. But because of their obedience, they were called servants. When you read this, they're called servants. But because of their obedience, they had something to serve. They had something to give. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is written. Who can quote scripture? Praise God. If I ask somebody to stand, I won't put anybody on the spot. Don't worry. Don't run to the bathroom or out down the hallway. But who can? If I pointed to you and stand and say, quote scripture, say something right now, whether it's in the face of the enemy or if it's in front of your friends or your coworkers, or if you're by yourself driving down the highway, driving through the storms, trying to get from point A to point B. Praise God. So there's a promise that's given us. There's a performance, praise God, that needs to take place, that needs to follow that promise. And when I asked the question last night saying, how is this miracle accomplished? The answer to that, which we saw by reading the scriptures, was by obedience. The servants were obedient. Jesus said, fill, they obeyed. Jesus told the servants to draw, they obeyed. Praise God. There was a substance that they were able to draw from. Jesus told them to serve whoever was there still at the banquet. He said to serve them. He said to bear unto them. That means to bring. However they were serving it, there was a substance that allowed them to receive the works of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not just a miracle. I know people say, oh, Jesus made the wine. I'm going to look at something else. Jesus, without going into the detail of what he made, read and have an come to an understanding that Jesus did something and it was able to be a blessing to the recipients, to those who were receiving. Praise God. Now go back to think of what Jesus did. He suffered the death of the cross is what the Bible says. How many people have received that gift? And the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The Bible says, the writer in Hebrews says he is able to save to the uttermost. Amen. To those who come to God by him. Praise God. This confirms, the writer in Hebrews is confirming what Jesus said. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. I've spoken to people. They say, well, I'm not worthy to be saved. Yes, you are. He can save to the uttermost. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what your last year looked like. It doesn't matter what your this morning looked like. The work that Jesus Christ did, there is blood shed on Calvary for you and I, for the remission of our sins. Can someone say thank you, Jesus, for that? Praise God. And we are able to go forth after repentance. We are able to go forth in the obedience of God's word. This makes us a faithful servant. Praise God. Who's faithful? Who's the servant before me today? People say, well, how do I know what God wants? It's in his word. Hallelujah. There is always a man of God or a woman of God to bring forth God's word and to let people know, thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why this Bible, this young people, the Bible is important. Get to know your word. Praise God. I've seen young people and the odd adult as well. They can grab their little digital device and they can have their two thumbs and their four pointer fingers and they can go four or five fingers at a time. They know their device. They know how to do whatever they're doing. If they're game playing or whatever, or if they're texting or whatever they're doing, you can see them. They are familiar. They are aware of what it takes to get this thing to work. For me, I just sit there. Oh, now what did I do? Get to know your board. Get to know your Bibles. Amen. Get to know the truth, praise God, so that you have, amen, if I need to draw from Jeremiah, if I need to draw from the book of John, if I need to draw from the last book of Revelation or the first book of Genesis, praise God, I have resources to draw from because of what Jesus did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because my concern, amen, I ask this question often, but I asked it last night. What's at stake? Those of you here last night, say it. What's at stake? Let your insides, amen, hear. What's at stake? What concerns you? Praise God. It's my soul. It's for all of eternity. And we know that when I asked the question a couple of minutes ago, people ask me, how do I know what God wants? 2 Peter 3:9. We remember that scripture. I quote it often. What does God? For God is not slack concerning his promise. Amen. But he is not willing that any man, any of you, he's not willing that you, amen. If I point to every single person in this room, young people, God is not willing that you perish. And don't sit there and have the devil say, little old me, little old you. Yeah. Any man, any woman. That's you. Someone say, that's me. God doesn't want you to perish. So what did God do? He formulated a plan, sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth upon him shall not perish. Praise God. That's the writer in John. Then you have the writer in Peter. Same Holy Ghost, but you have the same terminology that is being used. It's not the will of God that any shall perish. What do we need to do? Believe on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. For God did not send his son into this world that the world may be condemned. Praise God. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So Paul to the Romans confirms what John wrote in the 3rd chapter of John. So I thank God to get to know the scriptures and begin to have a life that is fulfilled. I'm not calling you water pots, but get to have a life that is filled with the word of God. Praise God. Vessels. Praise God. We're not water pots. We are vessels. Yes, we are. To the point where we can say like David, I already quoted one verse from Psalm 23. We can say like David, my cup runneth over. Praise God. There is an abundance. I serve a God of abundance. I tell people, I'm not serving a God of leftovers. I serve a God of abundance, a God who loves us. And we're going to read some of these scriptures as we take this as we continue tonight, praise God, looking at what Jesus did. This was the beginning. When you read verse 11, John 2, it says, this was the beginning of miracles. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana, and he manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Praise God. Thank God for his disciples. Thank God for his servants. Praise God. Thank God for the will of God. that we do have. Praise God. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 23. Hallelujah. The word was good last night. For those of you who were here, I'm glad that you came back, and I'm glad that others have joined us. Praise God, so we can continue. I want to look at what God is up to. The Bible refers to, in the book of Revelations, we refer to God as the Alpha. And in my notes, I wrote Alpha because God starts things. He is the beginning. Omega because God will finish. Hallelujah. God just doesn't leave you and I hanging. Thank you, my sister, for that. Amen. I'm going to say that again. God doesn't leave you and I hanging. Just wondering, oh, now what? Praise God. Because of disobedience, yes, they wandered walking around in circles in the desert for 40 years. But when you walk in obedience, doing those things which are pleasing in His sight, praise God. Are you with me tonight? And I thank God for that scripture. Before I read in Jeremiah 23, and I know we're familiar with that chapter, but there's a verse I want to read in the second chapter of Ephesians. Keep Jeremiah 23, but I quote it often, but I want to get it right tonight. Ephesians chapter 2, I'll begin, since we're reading verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Someone say gift. Amen. Have you received the gift? Praise God. There it is. Not everyone has received that gift. For by grace, verse 8, are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. So it's not of yourselves, and it's not of your works. Paul here to the Ephesians, he's making this clear. Lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise God. You have an understanding of that last line, that we should walk in them? Praise God. When you're walking, you're moving. You're not just sitting in the state of immobility. Praise God. I'm walking right now. You can see me. For you to keep your eyes on me, you have to move. Walking, this motion creates, it shows, it's a display of life. I mean, it shows that there is life in the individual, praise God, because we're not just laying there in the shadows or laying there not able to accomplish anything. For we are His workmanship created, amen. I thank God for the creation. If any man be in Christ, they are what? They are a new creation, praise God. The creation that is created by a creator. I've said this before, praise God. When people talk about this world, they call it, the design. I say that the design demands a designer. Amen. The creation demands a creator. Praise God. When we begin to recognize and realize who God is, that He made us in His image, that He made us for a purpose. I meet people today and throughout my different walks in life, and they claim to have knowledge. They're churchgoers, but which we know doesn't mean much. You can stand before God and claim whatever church you want to claim. And unless you can claim the blood of Jesus Christ on that day, when God will look at you and expect the presentation that Jesus Christ presenting His bride, when God is being presented that bride, then when you read in Ephesians chapter 5, that we have to be that bride that is without spot, that is without wrinkle, that doesn't have, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're not just coming along with some kind of certificate or some kind of statement that we signed, pledging, 10% to an organization. I thank God that Jesus didn't come to make me religious. That's religion. Praise God. But the life that which we have, and when I'm reading this 10th verse in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise God. Are you walking in them? Hallelujah. Praise God. Without the word of God, we're not going to know. How do I walk? How do I sound? What should I do? And so, as I mentioned, when you run into people that have a vague understanding, when I focus and I remind people, when I listen to them and they're saying that how they're walking in different works, and I now remind them, saying, you're taking away from what took place on Calvary. They take away any glory or honor that would go to Jesus Christ because of their understanding, or because of their religiosity, or because of their ways, of their religious ways. We need to go back to our roots. We need to go back to the foundation. And when you read Ephesians chapter 2, it gives us this understanding. You hath He quickened. When you read the first verse, you hath He quickened. Praise God. Who's He talking to? I know Paul's writing to the Ephesians, but I don't know where the Ephesians are. It's you and I here tonight. So when I read it, you still have Ephesians 2? When I read, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked. Oh, there's a different way of walking. Ephesians 2, read the second verse, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. And then you jump down to verse 10. Now we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Walk in what? The good works of God. Hallelujah. Jesus was invited to this wedding, and I thank God that Jesus came working. Jesus was always working. You've heard me say this before. He was on his way to heal somebody, he's on his way to bless somebody, or he was coming back from healing somebody or coming back from blessing. Jesus was always, his Father's works were being in full demonstration. His Father's works were always being accomplished. The will of his Father is not my will. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Praise God. So we're not walking after the course of this world. We are walking the way God wants us to walk. Verse 10, we are his workmanship. Praise God. That means we're going to work the way he wants us to work. That's the way I understand it. Praise God. We're not just a decoration sitting in a church pew. We are his workmanship, and the first four letters in that word, amen, as far as being work is concerned, we are laborers. Faithful, prophet, we bring profit to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And this is the way God created us. Amen. I don't want to be man-made. I don't want to be religion-made. I don't want to be, when we have a renewing of our mind so that we can be transformed from this world and not to be conformed to whatever they got going on. Hallelujah. They may find us strange, but we are. Praise God, because we don't think the way they think. We don't respond. We don't react the way they react to the situations that we are involved with, to the situations that we face. Can someone say amen? To be reconciled in Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians 1 in the 6th verse. Amen. God has begun a good work in you and I. Praise God. And that good work is not just a work that, okay, I'm done sitting there. This is continual. This is a continual molding, a daily molding, a daily shaping, praise God, of who we are, of how we think, praise God. When I open up the Word of God every morning, when I send a text out every morning, so I'm reading this verse in Scripture and saying, oh, here's a thought. This is a good thought. Let's send this out. Praise God. This puts my mind... It gives my mind a good start for the day, praise God, so that I can be Word of God minded, so I can be Spirit of God minded, so that I can have a truth that is working in me, a truth that belongs in me, that comes from the Word of God. Praise God. I wouldn't want to, you know, have the alarm ring and wake up to CBC News or some other news or CNN, or it doesn't matter what type of news, and try to console myself with whatever's taking place in this world. I look at what God has for you and I. Give us this day. When Jesus said, here, I'm going to teach you how to pray. Jesus said, give, you ask for it. Give us this day. Praise God. We're asking. We're asking to a God who gives. We're asking to a God who is faithful in his giving. We're asking to a God who will answer us, praise God, in my favor, in our favor, a God who is doing me good, praise God, because I'm his servant, because I'm his son, because I'm his child, because his spirit is in me, praise God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God demands obedience, praise God. Doesn't matter what's happening, God's will always be accomplished. So you may as well go along with the will of God. When the man of God stood up and says, tomorrow we're all going to be eating buffet style. There's going to be a whole lot of food in the land. The king's counselor said, no, hold on for a second. You're getting a little bit too excited here. And rather than to work against Saul when he had a head-on collision, if you would, with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, Saul, is it not hard to kick against the pricks? Yeah, it is. He realized when the right question was put toward him or put to him at the right time, Saul at that time, he was able to realize and respond, amen, to the truth. Yeah, it is. Praise God. So going back in the Old Testament, the example where the king's counselor was saying, oh, it doesn't matter if the windows of heaven would open. It sounds like he's almost prophesying, because that's what needed to take place. But God, I mentioned this last night, but God was able to use four leprous men that stood up, amen, and they began to walk in a direction where God says, I can use these men, praise God. Cleansed or not cleansed, allowed into the city or not allowed into the city, it didn't matter to God. Praise God. There was somebody that God was able to use, and there was a man who saw the blessing but did not partake of it because of his attitude, because of his thoughts going against. I would rather work with the Word of God. I would rather find out what the promises of God is, what God has written or what God has promised us, and go forth with the blessing in my life, with the peace of God, with the peace, peace in my mind, peace in my soul, peace in my spirit. Praise God, despite the circumstances that come my way. God's will is always going to be accomplished. Praise God. Alpha, because God will start things. The Omega, because God will finish things. This is who Jesus is. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our, what? Salvation. My faith, praise God. This is what the writer in Hebrews was able to give us, amen, so that we can have faith, that faith looking or faith in the right direction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here's saying, what direction are we supposed to look at? Keep your eyes on the Bible. You have eyes to see, open your eyes. Begin to read. The ears that are open to hear, and allow the preaching of the Word of God to play and to replay. Don't be surprised. Hallelujah. When I stand up and say sometimes, well, last Sunday's sermon, I listened to it three times or four times in French or in English, praise God. And it's not just because I like to hear the sound of my voice. That's not the reason why. Praise God. Sometimes I know and even tonight I'm saying, I'm conscious. I'm looking at a couple of folks that have said, Lincoln, you need to learn to slow down. So I realize that when I don't slow down, I need to listen to the preaching. And I listen to myself sometimes and go, where'd that come from? Did he actually say that? Even Lori will be in the kitchen and sermon will be going on and I'll be at the table and she'll did you just say that? And it's the word of God. It's the preaching. It's the anointing that comes with each word, which is what? Spirit. And it is life. Hallelujah. It's the only way we're going to get through this earth. The circumstances, when you look at going back, I'll quote from Hebrews once again, amen, that we run with patience the race which is before us, and that we lay aside the weight and the sin which easily besets us. It's around us. We're surrounded by it. But thank God, amen, that there's something that is in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, which allows us to transcend, which allows us, amen, to go above and to be above, to walk a different level, praise God, than what anybody else is walking. I'm walking. When the Bible teaches you that you've come out of darkness over into his marvelous light, praise God, why should I wander somewhere else? Why should I want to go somewhere else? Why should I look to the left or to the right? Praise God. God, give me a direction. His name is Jesus. When the prophet prophesied, there shall be a way, and that way shall be called the way of holiness. Praise God. Once you get on the way, all the miles that we drive, praise God. And Brian and Kina, you'll be able to bear witness to this. When wherever you park or you're off the highway and you have to turn left and then you have to turn right in the GPS. But once you get on the highway, you can kind of, I don't know, that happens to me. I don't know if it happens to you. But once you get on the way, this is the way for the next hour and a half. GPS says, for the next 90 minutes, go straight. It's like, oh, I don't have to focus. It's not so hard. Am I going to miss the turn? Oh, there's another red light. Oh, that guy just cut me off and such. Once you get on the way, and I thank God for that. And I'll take that example from the carnal and bring it into the spiritual. Once we are on that way, and his name is Jesus Christ, praise God, it seems that everything, this is my testimony anyways, if you allow me to testify, it seems that everything is just fine and dandy. Just trying to think of another term that I can use. Praise God. It becomes a good way. I'm at peace. I don't have to worry. There's an exit. I'm not taking the exit. Praise God. I'm staying on the way. Praise God. The wayside, I'm not interested on the wayside. I'm staying on the way. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Knowing that it's a way which leadeth unto life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him a good hand. Clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. His name is, blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jeremiah, let's begin. This is where we left off last night. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 20. And this is going to read, I'm going to read two verses back to back. Jeremiah 23 and Jeremiah 30. Because they're kind of almost the same. Verse 20, Jeremiah 23, verse 20. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed and until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly, which means when it happens, you'll know. Praise God. That's my understanding of this verse. When in the latter days, when it takes place, you'll know. You'll sit there. Sometimes we don't realize it. But then when that realization comes, you say, that was God. That was the hand of God. But for the mercy of God. But for the Lord whom we serve. Praise God. Now go back and read in what the man of God here is saying. The anger of the Lord, Jeremiah. Says, the anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed. And I underline that word. We're talking about the performance. Jesus was able to perform, if you would, I'm going to use that word. Jesus was able to perform that miracle of water into wine, but the servants brought it the water. The servants filled the pot. The servants drew the wine out once the water had been changed into wine. The servants, they were able to draw that water and the servants served. Praise God. Jesus did what Jesus did. Amen. But thank God for the obedience of the servants. Now look, as we read verse 20, until God has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. Now that little word, H-I-S, I underlined it in my text because I'm using digital text here that I'm reading from. I put a highlight on that, his thoughts. It's God's way. Praise God. Who art thou? Paul asked the question. He said, who art thou, man? Did God consult you when he made the heavens? Did God consult you when he was creating? I wasn't on the advisory team. I wasn't there, praise God. So God, amen, who has foreordained, God who has ordained, who has set all this into motion today, praise God, I need to fit in. And the only way that you and I fit in is by Jesus Christ. Praise God, by the shedding of the blood. Hallelujah, by a heart that becomes a heart of flesh, a heart that is taken out, a mind that is being renewed, the mind which was also in Christ Jesus, a mind that was determined to Jerusalem I go. Even when his own handpicked disciples said, Jesus, if I were you, I wouldn't go. No, I need to go because Lincoln needs a savior, and that savior needs to die the death of the cross, and that's going to take place on a hill called Golgotha, just outside of Jerusalem. So Peter, get thee behind me, and here's your new name for you, Satan. So when you look at the mind that Jesus Christ had, people, I've been called a stubborn old man. So just be careful on the old part, but the stubborn part, yes. When it comes to the word, sorry about that. When it comes to the word of God, praise God, I can be pretty, maybe I'll ask you, some of you folks that love me so much to fill in the blanks. I can get abrasive. There's a good word to use. I can be pretty stubborn. To allow God to be seen or allow God to be understood through the situation, through the obstacles that are being built, being constructed. This is the wiles of the devil, to construe, to build something where you sit there and say, well, I guess it's not possible. Amen. I was raised in a church like this. They give you the good news and then they tell you what's going to happen after you die. It's nothing much is going to change because after all, no, I thank God Jesus Christ came to make a change. There was an Old Testament, there was an Old Covenant, but then along came the New and his name is Jesus Christ. There is a New Testament that Jesus said that is in my blood, blood which was shed for you and I. Praise God. So the old ways are out the door. And behold, all things become new. Praise God. So I just changed the verse a little bit. I'll quote it the way it says. Amen. Old things are what? Passed away. Hallelujah. I just modernized it a little bit. So the old things out the door. Praise God. Left behind. Praise God. Thank God for new things. Can someone say amen? And God, I mean, since I'm talking about stubbornness, the anger of the Lord shall not return until he is executed. And I'm not calling God stubborn. I'm not going to blaspheme. But he kind of is saying, no, 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 this is my will. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think of doing about it. I don't think who is resisting. I don't care who. God says, until my thoughts, and someone say his thoughts, God's thoughts, the thoughts of his heart. Praise God. Turn a few pages, Jeremiah chapter 30. I'm going to read something that's very, very similar. It repeats a second time. There's a person that once they came, they showed me, said, this is my Bible. And it was really thin. It was about 3/8 of an inch thick compared to, you know, a Bible that would be about an inch thick. And they said, this Bible has taken all the repeats out of it. So I don't know what devil came up with that idea, but man shall live by every word. And like I said, that was a pretty thin, there weren't very many pages left. Amen. I thank God repeats, because if I need to hear it twice, thank God he said it 3 times. Thank God he said it, praise God, 4 times. Amen. So I don't mind it when it repeats, praise God. When God needs to repeat his word, because I need to hear it again, and I need to hear it again. and I need to hear it again. There's two, three other people with the same mind. We need to hear it again. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 24. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it. So the prior verse said until it was been executed. Here it says until he has done it, until he has performed the intent of his heart. Praise God. His thought, his intentions, his plan. And again, in the latter days, ye shall consider it. And your verse we read prior, it says, ye shall consider it perfectly. You'll have a perfect understanding. And here it says, you'll realize it. You'll understand exactly what took place and the reasons why God did what he needed to do. Praise God. So when you look at the word, when you read the word of God, I want to increase your faith. Another man of God, another prophet, Isaiah chapter 14. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures from the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. We can keep reading. Keep going. Praise God. Are you glad for the word? Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Praise God. So when we read, what is going to be performed is the thoughts of his heart. This is what Jeremiah was prophesying. His intentions, verse 24 in chapter 30, the intents of his heart. Now Isaiah, different man, but same Holy Ghost, same Spirit of God. Praise God. Different personality. Hallelujah. When you read Jeremiah, when you read Isaiah, you can read the different personalities. I don't want to get too carnal, but the poetic way of Isaiah's writing and both men of God that faced opposition. Praise God. In a way that most of us are not familiar to. Why? Because they were called upon to bring forth the word of God as God was speaking it, as God was saying it, in the midst of disobedience. Since we're talking about obedience tonight, you read Isaiah and Jeremiah. These men of God were surrounded by disobedience. Children of God, so-called, that have replaced a living God with statues, with idols, with foreign gods, rather, small little g, foreign gods with foreign, you know, policies, with different ways of doing things contrary to what God's intentions or God's purpose for his children. So here we read through Jeremiah. We read a couple of verses of Jeremiah. Now here in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought. Praise God. I tell people, when I hand people a Bible for the first time, I let them know, you're going to get to know God by reading the scriptures. Praise God. This is not the Pope's version. This is not Mohammed's version. This is not, or anybody. This is the word of God directly from his mouth. Praise God. Self-described, if you would. This is God speaking to you and I, letting him know. We find out how God reacts. We find out how God will act. Praise God. We find out the expectations that God has for you and I. Young people, listen, God has a plan for your life. Praise God. You might not see it yet, but God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Praise God. At 63, I've kind of figured out God's plan in my life. As it's unfolded, saying, oh, I guess that was God's plan, despite what I may have thought. But young, I remember being their age, and my young brothers that are sitting before me, and the few that just left as well. I remember being their age. What's life all about? Praise God. Graduates. You graduated. Praise God. You're sitting, okay, now the high school's done after 11 years or 12 years of high school. What's next? What's my next step? Go to God. Praise God. God has a plan for your life. Say, God, order my steps. Amen. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, the steps of a good teenager, be ordered of God. Say, God, order my steps. What does that mean? God, ordain my steps. Praise God. A little more to the left. Take this direction. What do I do? Do I further my studies? Where do I go work? Where is the blessing going to be? Praise God. Hallelujah. Instead of wasting or throwing away your good years. Hallelujah. And you can take that from somebody who's 63. Your teenage year, when you have the strength and the ability to do things, instead of wasting that time, go pray, fast about it every night. Praise God. Go before God. Hallelujah. Or every morning, go before God and say, God, what's the plan today? Hallelujah. What do you have planned for my life? What am I going to accomplish for your glory and for your honor? Praise God. That I may rise above whatever is expected of teenagers these days. Hallelujah. I don't mean for the room to get quiet. But you talk to people today, and you talk to even people that are my age, commenting on people that are your age, you know, teenagers, and they're commenting, and you sit there and say, well, they don't stand much chance. Put young people in the Word of God and give them that, the understanding that God has a plan for them, and it's a good plan. It's going to work in your favor. Praise God. Hallelujah. The end result, when you invest in God's kingdom, the end result is a blessing. Praise God. That God has for you and I. Can someone say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So here the man of God, Isaiah, is saying, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Those six words I underlined, so shall it come to pass. Hallelujah. Is God's way a good way? Some of you don't sound too sure. Is God's way a good way? So shall, allow God his way. So don't get involved. I've said this before. When men implicate, or men and women, when the flesh is implicated, things get complicated. When we can step back and say, God, be God. And God says, I am God all by myself. Don't allow anything to interfere with what God has planned for his desires. Amen. For in his favor, there is a performance. And this is what we're looking at, praise God. There is a performance and there is a promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. The promise of God comes. And as I said, the promise is always... And we're going to read, if we get there tonight, if not tomorrow, we're getting the New Testament, talk about men like such as Abraham. There was a promise, and then the blessing that the obedience came to pass, the blessing was always preceded by obedience. And I mentioned this last night when God told Abraham, get up and you need to leave your father's house. There are a bunch of idolaters. I'm going to take you into a land, which is a good land, a land of promise. And there it is. I mean, God is telling you to do something. He's giving you a promise. And it's by faith, you receive that promise, it's a progression to the better. Amen. It's a progression to something which is greater. It's not a performance that brings loss. And the Bible says, when you give, you receive. And the Bible says to ask, and it shall be given unto you. God is generous towards those who are obedient. God is generous to those who are dedicated, to those who have sacrificed, to those who have given their life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus promised his disciples. He said, any of you give your house? Have any of you given up your family? What's going to happen? What are you going to inherit? Amen. When Jesus sent them on his way, Jesus reminded his disciples. He says, when you go, don't bother taking anything with you. You're going to be blessed along the way. Praise God. Brian and Kina can attest to that. What it is like to be blessed along the way. Thank God for their sacrifice. This is not just one day driving around town. They uprooted themselves. Praise God. Like Abraham did. They uprooted and flew, amen, to a strange land where... there was no English on that Sunday afternoon. I will apologize for the rest of my life. For those of you who don't know, I mean, Sister, I said, I promised them English, but never have confidence in a man. Just basically, amen. So, and she said, we didn't get much English. And I'm, no, sister, there's lots. So, and then I played the sermon. I'm going, there should be English anytime now. And I kept saying that for about an hour. And she was absolutely right. There was no English. So I will apologize for that. Next time you come to Montreal, I'll try to make sure my yay is yay or my hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, just remind me. Hold up. So they uprooted themselves into a strange land. I thought I'd get an amen out of that, Montreal. It's strange language anyways. It's still Canada, but the language, society is a little bit different. To make their way across the land, it was like Abraham. I know they had a GPS, so they had a map. As I said, they can attest to that, what it is like to be blessed along the way. Praise God. And this is the God that we serve. Jesus told his disciples. And then he reminded them a few chapters later. He says, when I sent you, were you not blessed? Amen. You remember reading that? Jesus looked at his disciples. He says, when I sent you, were you found in lack? Amen. Were you missing something? Did you run out of something? Praise God. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. Surely, verse 24, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. If you can underline that in your Bibles, underline it, borrow a pen or borrow a highlighter, and allow that to stand out. Praise God. And the last part, in verse 24, And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Praise God. Isaiah 14, Isaiah 55, and verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of whose mouth? My mouth. This is God speaking. This is the Lord speaking. This is God speaking. Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So what comes out of the mouth of God, it's important for me because I serve God. I receive direction from God. When Jesus was, when he was being questioned, Jesus looked at him and how many times did Jesus have for an answer? As it is written. Jesus referred, he would refer to the, I know he was the word, but he would refer to the word as it is written. My favorite was, haven't you read? That's my favorite way, like this kind of my style. Have you not read? Praise God. Gentleman last night, he said, I don't do that because the Bible tells me not to. Show me the verse. Well, it's in there somewhere. I have not read it yet. I'm going to put him on the spot. Don't tell me the Bible says something when it doesn't. Now, I can be corrected. There's a few things, or there's probably quite a few things that I don't know yet. But when you last day, when you're quoting the scripture, don't sit there and say, this is what the Bible says and this is how I live when it's not there. Can't be there. And just to double check, I woke up this morning saying, I wonder if there's, just to give the shadow of the doubt. And I read through and I went through the concordance and whatever else. I said, there, that's what I thought. It's not there. Taken so something that's taken out of context several times. Told people, like I said, when it comes to the word of God, I can be stubborn because this word, when the Bible teaches me that this word is immutable because it's been spoken forth by an immutable God, by an unchanging God. So when I read passages like this, when God makes a promise saying when the word comes out of my mouth, that's what's going to stand. That's what's going to be established. Praise God. This is what's going to take place. This is how the word of God is going to be performed. Let there be light. And there was what? There was light. Hallelujah. That's performance. That's what I expect when I turn the key. When I put the key in the ignition of my vehicle and turn that key, I expect to hear the engine start. That's performance. Doesn't matter if you drive horsepower. I know it's just horsepower still exists, or I don't know. Doesn't matter how big your engine is. That's performance. The engine turns. You step on the pedal, and there's performance. Do you have that expectation? Do you maintain your vehicle? Kind of asking, do you maintain your vehicle, right? Amen. You get your oil changed and your spark plugs. Do you still have spark plugs? Maintenance, what? You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. You make sure you put the right gas in based on the color of the nozzles, and you maintain. When you skip meetings, when you skip out on church, well, your maintenance schedule is found to be wanting. Quiet now, but that's it. What, and what are we maintaining? The car, your old beater can just, rot in the side of the road. Who cares? But my soul, I want to make sure that my maintenance schedule, as far as my soul is concerned, praise God. Sister Linda just left. She is credited for quoting, I Love Sundays. Is that how it goes? I Love Sundays. When we started the live stream 3-4 years ago, and every Sunday, you can put the preaching of the Word of God. Get the children to gather around and listen to the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and what do we hear? What do we need to hear? What must we hear? It is the Word of God. Praise God. So I thank God for the truth that we have today before our eyes. Not only that, but we have eyes to see what God wants us to see. What has proceeded out of whose mouth? Out of the mouth of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've said this before. People say with Matthew chapter 4, when the devil says, make bread, they said, I guess it wasn't a good idea. Well, after not eating for 40 days, making bread, whenever my wife makes bread and I've never not eaten for 40 days, but even if I'm not eating for 40 minutes, when she makes bread, it smells good and I want to eat some bread. It's a good idea, except it came out of the wrong mouth. And that's the issue. Praise God. When you read Matthew chapter 4, for someone that's hungry, and Jesus could make bread, see that stone, see that rock, make it into a loaf of bread. Yeah, but wrong mouth. Not listening to you, devil. Don't go to Jerusalem. Not listening to you, devil. I've had pastors, I've lost count of how many pastors, preachers say, you can go ahead and drink a little bit of wine. It's not going to hurt you. No, devil. Devil's a liar. A little bit of alcohol, we can tolerate that. The devil's a liar. Read what was established in the New Testament as far as a bishop, and I'm not calling myself a bishop, but what a bishop is, what you don't taste it, don't touch it. Don't handle it. Stay sober. For 63 years I've been sober. I'm not going to start now. People come up with these ideas, these concepts that make, well, tickles the ears, makes the flesh feel comfortable. And the flesh is seeking that comfortability, that or that numbness, if you would, that whatever, or the soothing of all these things, because the flesh has not yet been crucified. The old man is still alive. That old man wants a taste. That old man wants to, the eyes want to wander. As Achan did, went home with what he wasn't supposed to. Did he ever put the cloak on? The Bible talks about how sin, well, the Bible talks about drink being a mockery, but also sin being able to, how it will confuse the mind or how it will destroy the soul. We can have different references that the Bible uses. I use Achan for an example. Did he ever spend the money? Mockery. Mockery, that's another word, yes. Mockery, sin. Did Achan ever spend the money? Or silver, whatever it was. That was their currency back in the day. Did he ever put on, he pictured himself, oh, I'll look good in that garment. I'll just take it home. What I don't understand is how you can look good in a garment that's been buried. I'm sitting there saying something wrong. Amen. Like I said, sin will just get you confused. Amen. And do things that just don't make any sense. Young people, listen, to as many as received him, you have received Jesus Christ into your life. He's given you power, amen, to stay saved, power to be a son. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jew first and to the Gentile. Amen. For therein lieth the next verse, amen, talks about the righteousness of God, for the just shall live by faith, praise God. Hallelujah, from faith to faith. This is who we are in Christ Jesus. And this is what we have received when you receive Jesus Christ. You're not just receiving an image. You're not just receiving a concept. You're receiving something, praise God, that is tangible, that you can feel this inside of you. You can feel it flowing. You can feel that substance, the Spirit of God working in you. You can see the Spirit of God that's protecting you, that's changing your mind, that's giving you the thought that you need to think on, because God is doing a work inside of you. Praise God. This is what you have received. This is not religion. As I said, this is not just a concept that you're walking with. This is something, praise God, that is eternal. This is something that is everlasting. This is something that God has given you and I so that we will stand before him one day, before God, that we will be presented as a bride of Christ, praise God, that is holy, without spot, without wrinkle, and stand before God to be ushered into his kingdom, into his presence, praise God, amongst the sheep and not amongst the goats. Can someone say thank you, Jesus? Washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God, my ear is listening. It's in tune. Is that the trumpet sounding? Praise God, this is who I am today. Because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give him the praise and give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for work that was accomplished on Calvary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't leave me out. That's what the devil wants. Man, I tell people, the devil, I mean, he looks at his dire future. His future that's already, he's already been judged, he's already been condemned. He's not going to get out of it. And when he looks, when he's figured all that out, he says, I don't want to spend eternity all by my lonesome self. The devil wouldn't mind if you joined him. But the devil is a liar. And everyone's sitting before me. I mean, the devil wouldn't mind if we were to, if like the third of the angels that left with him. I guess he was happy. He wasn't tossed out on his own. There's some that followed him. But when the Bible teaches us that we are to know who your enemy is, amen, and don't take him for granted, not to underestimate who the devil is. If you turn toward Hollywood, the devil, well, he's good looking. And he's got power and he's got friends and he's got the fancy car. He's got the six pack on his abs. Amen. And they call him whatever name he has, and he's famous. And this is not, that's why we need to read the Bible and not depend on a man's concept or a man's understanding, or not depend on what the world wants us to believe or to understand. And by world, I mean the worldly. Praise God. And we ought to be wordly, not worldly. Amen. That Bible that's in your hands, that's the Word of God. That's going to make you worldly. It's going to make you a worldly man. That's going to make you a worldly woman. Amen. That's going to make you a worldly teenager, because your time is being consumed and being spent in the Word of God. Praise God. Are you glad for the word? Which is proceeded out of whose mouth? Amen. Isaiah says, he said, the Lord of hosts hath sworn. Praise God. Going back to verse 24, surely as I have thought, amen, this is God saying, he says, this is as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Well, that's where we were left off. We started to read verse 11. Isaiah 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish, underline that word, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. With the purpose, I'm going to read it again with the purpose that you will, it's going to incite you to go after the word of God. And if God's word is spoken with a purpose, if God's word will be established, let me go get some of God's word. Hallelujah. And by faith, put God's word into action. And I'm going to read, when I found out that the promises of God are for me, I open up the word. When I found out that the promises of God, or that God has promises and he's going to hold true to his promises, I began to seek and search, find out what promises that I can get a hold of. God's true. I read, say, God, you said that's promised to me. God, here it is. You promised it. Put the word of God to work. That's the point I wanted to bring forth. Praise God. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Find out what's proceeded out of his mouth. Young people, find out what God has spoken in your direction. Find out what God has spoken for you. Find out what God has spoken so the labor of your hands will be blessed. Praise God. And then repeat what God has said. Put forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Start your day with a promise. Start your day with something that is going to give you the power to perform unto God's glory. Praise God. In business, you've started your business, started your own company. Go forth and say, God, I want God to be with me. I want God to bless the work of my hands. Hallelujah. Even though I know people say that the times, there's a brother in Montreal, he started his company right in the middle of the COVID pandemic. And him and his wife came to me and they said, this is the work that I do and I'm on salary rather for this company, but I want a contract or subcontract from now on, right in the middle of COVID, when they're telling us, you know, saying it's not the right time to start anything in the middle of the pandemic. And God honored his faith that his company is prospering, that his company is still flourishing. Praise God. And your business as well in Ceiba Beach. Praise God. Amen. I thank God that makes a difference. Yeah. It makes a difference unto God to show the faith, amen, as well. You have your own business, your own company to go forth. And some of you, I don't know what you do, but amen, to be able to step forth and go beyond the limitations that is put upon us. Get an amen? To allow us to do greater things. God is with us. Who can be against us? Oh yeah, but the prime minister said, I don't care what he says to me. And if it's going to affect my taxes, maybe I'll be listening, saying, oh, well, you know, they're going up again. Okay, or not okay. But besides that, you've heard me teach before on when Jesus looked at Peter and he said, Peter, he says, the devil wants to, he's coming after you. He wants to sift you. And we know what sifting is. We understand sifting. When you sift the wheat, you're separating. It's whatever goes through the holes, whatever stays in the sifter, is that what it's called, I guess? There's a separation that's being made. And this is how, if the enemy can sift you, can separate you from where you're supposed to be, separate you from your holy mom or from your holy dad, or separate you from these meetings, or separate, and the devil has, he's subtle. When you read what Jude says, he'll creep in unawares into your life, into your system. And all of a sudden, you're going with the flow. Jesus was, even though he read the word, and even though there was prophecy from David, from Moses, from Jeremiah, from the prophets and such, people couldn't see it. And this, I'll go back to what I was about to say. Along this line, you had P- Saul, who became Paul the Apostle. So you had Saul who said, I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He thought he was all that. Whatever letters that he had that granted him or gave him the authority to do what he had to do, what he was carrying under his arms, or carrying in his wallet or in his backpack, it allowed him to do whatever he was doing earthly or carnally speaking until he met greater authority. And his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When people come to you today, I don't want to be limited. When people say, you can't, you shouldn't. This is why I'll consider what God has, some of the scriptures that we have read tonight, and young people, and I was saying, seek God. Find out God's way, God's desire, or God's plan that is in your life. And once you connect with God's plan, there's no stopping. Even people will try. But you know, see, you've received confirmation from God. You know what God has sown, what God has placed in your heart and in your mind. You're good to go. When I decided, when I mentioned the pandemic in Quebec, when we were under curfew, they came down as hard. And even my own members of my own family, they called, you need to close the door. A cousin would call, from the other side of the country, you need to consider what the government is saying and close your doors and that. And God is with me. God is with me. Man can say and huff and puff, I've said this before, and shout and throw their hissy fits and whatever else. God's word has been spoken. And this is what you and I can find out, and we can stand on it and hold God to it. Command ye me the work of my hands. This is what God said. This is one of the scriptures that he has issued for you and I so that we can see God perform in our lives. I love it when my brother's blessed. I love it when I see my sister blessed. Praise God. I love it when I see, praise God, the company prosper, or the work of God. That's a blessing to me. Yes, it is. To see obedience being honored by God. But at the same time, I want to find out what God has in store, what God's plan is for you and I. And then go. Praise God. And then just to go. Jesus went to the cross willingly. Consider that. And he went to the cross not for himself, not for his own good. He went to the cross for you. He went to the cross for you and I. And he went to the cross, amen, willingly. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For what he has accomplished. This was the will of God. Being sent. Jesus knew. Before he even was born into this earth, born into this system, Jesus knew what was going to happen to him. But for the joy that was set before him, there he was, went to the cross. Praise God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 45:11. Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. So I always say it backwards. So I apologize for saying that verse backwards. Correct me the next time I say it backwards. Praise God. I was going to mention this before we pray. Jesus, and this is interesting. I've been meditating on this for a while, and I know there's a point. I don't think I've got to the point yet, but there's a point. Jesus washed what we call the Last Supper, or the last time Jesus ate with his disciples. Jesus washed the feet of 12 disciples. When you wash something, that something becomes clean. So Jesus washes feet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And he stands up and he says, not all of you are clean. When you think about who did the washing, and then he stands up and he goes, not all of you have been. Sometimes we look around, we see, we see our brothers, we see our sister, we see people come and people go. Same word of God. I sincerely believe that all of us here tonight, we're true to the ministry and preaching of the word of God. We're not dabbling in, something else or in the arts down the street or some other message or whatever else. But knowing that the word of God that is going forth, Jesus said, amen, talks about the sanctification of the word. He says, sanctify them by that truth. That word is truth. Amen. The word of God, which we have received, which gives us that, the cleansing of our mind, the cleansing of our heart and our spirit. We didn't, and I'm not saying sin. I'm not saying any of you are walking in sin, but the devil is there with the influence and the distractions, and that's what needs to be cleansed. When you read the Bible, leprosy was never healed. It was not a healing. It wasn't a deliverance. When leprosy was mentioned in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, leprosy is something that had to be cleansed. There's healing, there's deliverance, and then there's leprosy that had to be cleansed. I've never met anybody with leprosy. But they were still able to function, or they still just, they had this disorder in their skin. And the Bible calls it a cleansing that had to be cleansed. Go show yourself to the priest. Amen. This was Jesus's way of treating the religion in his day. Amen. Because a priest was not to go near the leprous person. That's Old Testament law. So Jesus sends the lepers to the high priest. Go show yourself to the priest. Praise God. And this is how Jesus was able to come against the religion that was in his day. Praise God. When they accuse Jesus, you're breaking the law. You're breaking the Sabbath. Jesus says, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. In my understanding of a Lord can do as he pleases, because he is the Lord. He's the boss. And so when Jesus says, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, I can do what I want. Stretch forth your hand. Be cleansed. Praise God. I'm the Lord. Praise God. I make the decisions. My answer is final. This is who we serve. This is Jesus Christ. When you receive his plan, when you receive his way, as I said, his promise and the performance that goes with it, praise God. And that performance and that promise that are combined by the hand of God, by the work of God. The only thing left is great things. Someone say great things. The possibilities in your life are as great as God's promises. Tomorrow we'll go into the New Testament. I want to give you some examples of men that were not rebellious. And trying to think if there's any women. I think my examples are all men, so sorry about that. I'll try to think of a woman tomorrow to add to the men. Men that were not rebellious, men that were, the Bible says, we're going to read, and if you want, if you're wondering, if you wake up tomorrow or tonight, you're wondering what to read, Romans 4, Romans 5, read about Abraham, where the Bible talks about his obedience and what creates a difference in that man's life, created a difference in that man's life and his family as well, because of obedience. When you read, well, I'm saying to read Romans 4, Romans 5, but if you go into the book of Genesis and actually get into the details of his life, you'll see an example of what it is for a man to walk with God. For a man to accomplish what he accomplished because he was with God. If you're taking notes, Galatians chapter 3, which talks about Abraham as well. And go in and read this, and who we are as far as the posterity of Abraham is concerned. We are here today because of what he was able to accomplish before law, before covenant. Hallelujah. When they come to you, I mean, our gentleman, the visitor last night, he said, I've never seen a church, including yours, that is that follows the New Testament way of having church. And then a minute later, he's saying, I keep the Sabbath. And I'm there, I've never seen anybody keep the Sabbath. The way the law says to keep the Sabbath, all kinds of people say they keep the Sabbath. But when you go into the law, as far as keeping the Sabbath, you don't put gas in your car, and we're limited to the amount of furlongs or the amount of space that we're able to walk or to drive. Don't make your servants work. One man insisted, I keep the Sabbath. I said, you put gas in your car on the Sabbath? Oh, no, no. He said, I don't do any work on the Sabbath. I go to where they serve gas. I said, you're making your servant work. Well, he's not my servant. Yes, he is. Did you pay for the gas? Did he serve you gas? He's making the servant work. He's your servant for those 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You just broke the Sabbath. I don't want to go into all those details because it's very lengthy. But like I said, I have Jewish friends that are Sabbath keepers, like Orthodox Jewish friends that are Sabbath keepers. They won't use an elevator and push the button in the elevator. They'll take the steps to go up. Because that elevator is a service. I mean, when they stand before God, they're going to have a lot of things to say. They don't believe in Christ. They're not washed in the blood. But they're going to be standing before God. Yeah, but God, I kept the Sabbath. I did, all these things that, I thank God that Jesus came and that old covenant is done away with. Praise God. Simplicity. Wash me in your blood. Amen. Cleanse me, praise God, from my old ways. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Get me out of, just not only get me out of darkness, get me out of my sin and my transgression. Get me out of my religion. Praise God. That people can show up with. So as I said, the word of God, the Bible that's in your hands is going to create a difference. And I wasn't, I didn't mean to argue with the gentleman that we met for the first time. But as I said, there's understandings. And I know people that tell me they keep the Sabbath. There's no, they won't pass judgment, but they keep the Sabbath in their way. They won't eat pork. I don't eat pork. Fine. Amen. That doesn't matter to me. Praise God. To do the sacrifices that you make, that you put into your life before God, that's between you and God. This way we can get along in peace and we can serve God in such a way. But don't accuse your brother and sister. Don't look down at somebody because, oh, they don't do this that way. They don't do these things my way, or they don't do things this way or that. Don't allow that to disrupt your peace and disrupt the unity that we have in our brothers and sisters. Pray for them rather. Praise God. Amen. If your sanctification is here and someone else's sanctification is there, you know, don't feel too good about yourself, because I know people that are super sanctified. They're like way over here on a different level. It's easy to get, puffed up is the word, but it's easy to be self-justified when we can only be justified by Christ Jesus. He is our justification. Praise God. Amen. I am who I am, not because of what I did, but this is where Jesus Christ becomes justified. I am who I am because of him. Praise God. Because of what he did. This justifies every deed, every act, every word that came out of his mouth, every person that was healed, every leper that was cleansed, every devil that was cast out, every deliverance. This justifies him in what Jesus Christ did on the cross when they laid him in the grave. The Bible says he went into the depths of this earth. This justifies what he did. And that's where, this is what makes us who we have become in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Praise God. It's getting a little quiet, but I thank God for the word of God that will allow us to have this understanding and to come to this understanding. When I give people, you know, the little sheet of paper that's in the Bibles when you give away, there's some verses to get people started to read the Bible. And I find that little paper for most of the people. I said, there's this little paper I want you to follow. If you read page one, you're going to read about the creation. And how God created the earth, created the world, created you and I. If you read the last few pages in the Bible, you're going to read about the end of the world and the apocalypse. But here's a good place to start. And I showed them the paper. I said, when you read John 3, John 6, and John 8, you're going to read about what Jesus did for you and I. You're going to read what Jesus was able to accomplish through the will of his Father. This is who Jesus is. This is who Jesus became for you and I. And then I said, then you keep reading. I said, when you read Romans 6, Romans 8, and Ephesians chapter 2, this is who you become. This is who I become through Christ Jesus. And as the writer in Hebrew wrote, I quoted the scripture earlier, that he is able to save unto the uttermost, amen, to all those who come to God through him. We've got to get to God. Amen. That's the point. It's not just to have perfect Sunday school attendance or perfect whatever else. Our journey, our goal, I'll use that word, our long-term goal is to get to God. To finish our race that is set before me. And the only way we can get to God is how? His name is? Everyone say, the only way to get to God is? Jesus Christ said, no man cometh unto God, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. So Jesus Christ, amen, plays an important role. And he is the word. When you read the second to last page in your Bible, Jesus Christ is the word. Now let people know. You want to know, want to get to know Jesus Christ? Turn the Hollywood movies off. You know, with the streaky blonde hair, flowing curls, and whatever else, how they present them. I says, read the Word of God. Don't get the Hollywood version. Get God's version of who his Son is. This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. This is what God was able to say. Because you've listened to how people comment on Jesus Christ. It's borderline blasphemy, if not blasphemy, when they come up with their own ideas and such, because they have strayed from the Word of God. We know how important the Bible is when you see the leaders of our land pushing it away, discrediting what God has written or what God has given us. And so it's important. Praise God. That's why we're giving it away. And that's part of your offerings. And I appreciate that. When you send an offering and you say, this is for Bibles, or part of your offering is for Bibles. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we give you the praise and the glory for what we have heard tonight. Thank God for the encouragement of your word. Amen. To know that there is a blessing, to know that there is promise, to know that obedience changes the situation. Obedience creates something in our favor. Obedience is a good thing. And I thank God before me tonight. I bless my brothers and sisters that are here tonight to assemble together and to receive what you have for us. Lord, I thank God that whatever takes place in this room all year round, Lord, we can come in and we can have an atmosphere that is unto you. We can have an atmosphere that glorifies you. We can also make this place as a storehouse where we come in and there is meat for us to receive. We're blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Serving you all these years, but yet you are blessed. Make a way for us that water baptism will be a blessing. Praise God to everyone going through the waters in Jesus' name. And the example that was Jesus Christ, they're going forth. Praise God. As the Bible teaches us, as an act of righteousness, as an act of obedience. And Lord, I thank God, amen, as we prepare for the days to come, there's going to be 2-3 days that I'm going to be free. So find a place that will be a blessing, praise God, where we can gather, whether it be in a house or in a hall, somewhere where the saints can come together with Bibles open, hearts and minds open as well to receive from your Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. As we go our separate ways tonight, I thank God that there's peace, there's safety on the road. In Jesus' name, praise God. Those that saw the trailer today, pamphlets that were given out door to door, I thank God, amen, that those that have received, amen, they're looking at the Word of God, they're reading, amen, those scriptures, they're reading your words, they're reading those Bible scriptures that are printed in red, and it's feeding their soul, the longing that they may have for the Word of God and for your Spirit. May they receive that, praise God. Those here tonight, I pray for the young people as well, that their minds, amen, be once again strengthened and set and formatted in such a way that they are biblical, that they are Word of God minded, Lord. And even the adults, amen, the oldest one in this room, praise God, to the youngest, that we have a mind as such in Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. That your will be done and that there be a way, praise God, that there will be a blessing for the Word of God, for the ministry, not only to be increased, but for the ministry, praise God, to be amongst our own families, children and grandchildren that we haven't seen for a while, or family members, or even uncles and aunts and neighbors in Jesus' name, praise God. The folks tomorrow, that these seats be filled tomorrow, amen, with those who are hungry and thirsting for the Word of God, praise God. Lord, I thank God for the spirit that we have here tonight. It's a good spirit. There's no contradiction. There's no opposing. In Jesus' name, praise God, we are gathered together with one heart, one mind, with one vision, amen, to receive and not just to hear the Word of God, not just to be hearers and sitting there just hearing and hearing and hearing, but Lord, amen, what we have heard tonight, we're going to put it to work, and we're going to become doers in Jesus' name, praise God. Thank God for the truck and trailer that's made its way all the way to Alberta. It's such a blessing, praise God, as we prepare to turn it around and go back east. I thank God that every kilometer will be a blessing. Every kilometer will be your will. It will be your way. I thank God for those who have received Bibles. They've accepted the instructions for eternal life. Lord, now that may they have a heart and mind and a soul to open and to begin to read and to find out what is required, praise God, that they must repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Lord, I thank God, amen, tonight. May our sleep be sweet and be peaceful in Jesus' name as we get ready to come back tomorrow once again to receive from you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for the blessing that is this place. Lord, if we have offerings, if we have brought our offerings into the storehouse, as we give, we're going to give with gladness. In Jesus' name, we're going to make a joyful noise, praise God, because we're serving you with obedience, with gladness, with happiness, praise God, as the Bible says. As the Bible says for us to do, Lord, I pray that the offerings be multiplied. You see the need that is still in Africa. May that need be met, Lord, in Jesus' name, on time. Praise God. Come against the opposition. Amen. Military or whatever, it doesn't matter who it is. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in Pastor Michelle, Pastor Jeremy, Pastor Albert as well. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank God for that blessing that we have once again, that we came into this place, into your storehouse. The Word of God was opened. Our eyes were opened to see. Our hearts were open to receive. Our ears were open to hear. Praise God. And we're going home filled. Praise God. In Jesus' name. And every opportunity that we have, we're going to draw and we're going to give. We're going to bear. Praise God. And we're going to give to those who are in need. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray these things. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless my brothers and sisters. Thank God. Amen for the sacrifice, their time. Praise God together in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.